Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back into the nation. Blake Elliott joined by the three-time Hall of Famer, C.A.
Got you down.
Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus, and of course, Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup holding us down, making us sound crispy on a Wednesday afternoon. Unfortunately, it is a Wednesday afternoon following a Rangers loss. They lose 3-2 to the New York Yankees. They still win the series over them, but now you need to catch ground as you're still behind them in the wild card race. We'll be talking all things Texas Rangers and what went wrong for them in this game. Before we do, though, we just did LA Live, another great edition of that. If you missed, you can go back on the Odyssey app and check that out. We were talking about things that are unhygienic that most of us do. I want to shout out one more. We got from the 214, blowing out birthday cake candles. You're just blowing your bad breath all over the place.
Yeah, that's nasty, bro. It really is. Especially if it's a kid's birthday.
Yeah, have a slice of this cake.
Yeah.
No.
It is one of those things that you don't realize how nasty it is until someone like that texts it in and you realize, don't go to a children's birthday party and be close to the cake. I think that's just a good practice. Be a far away where you can get a video and capture the moment of little Jimmy turning 7, but you don't need to be in the close proximity.
Let's do cupcakes.
Yeah. Let's do
the cupcakes. Seriously.
Let's do cookie
cupcake.
Cake
saves on the cakes, by the way. You waste a lot of cake at a birthday.
Yeah,
cupcakes,
buddy.
All cupcakes, the kids just want the icing. They're
no
7
waste.
Years old.
That's because they're eating all the pizza and then they don't want the cake.
Are you an icing or a our cake part? Do you like?
I'm a fan of the what they call the sheet cake.
Yes,
where it's just a flat cake.
No icing.
No, it has icing.
It's not icing.
I'm kind of a basic, but you got to put ice cream on it. So you like those little cups of ice cream.
Am I in the minority for not liking icing on cake?
Well, it depends on the icing. I do not eat red icing, green icing, or blue icing because that dye. Is sour.
And it's just not good.
It's not good. There's some icing that's got some kind of cream in it. Whippy creamy.
Probably cream cheese.
Yeah, cream cheese whip. Yeah, that's
like a red velvet cake. I think it goes with cream cheese.
Yeah. But the cake has
to
be moist.
What do you do? So you just take the icing off the top of the cake?
I don't completely take it off, but I'll take off about 87%. Leave about 13% icing for the cake.
It's like you go to a dessert situation. You go on a date and you get a dessert situation.
I'm not ordering a cake.
You're not ordering a cake, are you? Because you don't want to show her that you're an idiot, right?
No, I'm going mousse. I'm going something that has no icing.
You don't want to just give her a clue. You want her just to kind of hang out with you a little longer.
Brian, I gotta find out the long way.
I gotta go interview basketball players. I gotta go eat football players.
Brian, I learned this a long time. Sometimes you keep some skeletons in the closet and then you reveal them later. You reveal them too early. That's how you lose somebody.
Is that your worst food take?
No.
No icing.
Oh, no. People roast me all the time for my food takes. I said mayo is just cold gravy and it's disgusting. I said ranch was disgusting.
Oh, okay, you tripping.
Yeah.
Luce about to walk over.
I'm balling your fist, Luce.
The views expressed on this thing.
The golf show.
A lot of people disagree, but Something I think we can all agree on is the Texas Rangers in the last three games have looked better at the plate. Obviously, they only were able to score two runs today as they lose to the New York Yankees. Jack Leiter getting a start. Started off his first at bat. He goes down 3-1 in the count, gives up the hit to Grisham, kind of dribbling through the right side. I got a little nervous because he had three pitches in a row that he pulled. It's inside. It's not looking good for a Jack Leiter start. Then after that, he is nails, gets out Rice, gets Judge out on a pop out. Then gets Cody Bellinger striking out as well. So got out of that first inning jam. Second inning, he's nails. Third inning, he's nails. So I'm thinking, okay, Jack Leiter's going to have himself a game. He got the command back on his side. He had that one walk had the one walk early.
Yeah.
And then in the fourth inning, everything falls apart. He has three walks in the inning, lets up first and third, and then Higgy with the error, allowing the run to score, and then Hobie Milner coming in to kind of make sure that jam or make sure that situation to get any worse than it was coming in the jam. I thought it was interesting that Boach and Maddox didn't even let Hobie Milner warm up from what I saw. What was it, one or two pitches he threw? Yeah. And then they just pulled our boy Leiter because he had a lack of command there.
Yeah, I mean, Boach is doing the best he can. I think, to be honest with you guys, the bigger concern for me now is Garcia.
Yeah.
And the home runs.
Oh, Robert Garcia.
Garcias. Well, let's be honest, both Garcias.
I'll focus on the one that's been pitching, who has been, he's been outstanding this year. But now, the second half of the season, it's just been these home runs at the worst time.
Robert Garcia in the month of July, zero home runs allowed.
Yeah.
First three starts in August, three home runs allowed.
Yeah.
It's like, it's scary. You can't ride the roller coaster.
That's the thing about it, too. And then even Boach put him in the seventh. He didn't even use him as a high leverage situation, and just to try and kind of maybe get him some confidence there. And then he gives up the homer to Goldschmidt, which ultimately was the winner. But that's the one that's starting to get a little bit of like, okay, first time it's like, hey, okay, fine, hey, we can live with this. Second time you're like, whoa, and then now it's like, man, where's your trust level? You're putting him in the seventh, and that was a game winner right there.
It was.
And unfortunately for him and the Rangers. Yeah.
You said it best. You can't really count on him. And see why I told you guys, this is going to be bullpen by committee.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't like the by committee thing. In fact, when they went to the World Series, they got Chapman in Kansas City, and that was your closer. He had some adventures, but you knew he had the pedigree. Garcia, you don't have a pedigree. The other thing about Leiter, real quick, speaking of the pitchers, now you know exactly why at the trade deadline they brought in Merrill Kelly. He's like, wait a minute, you already got a starter. Well, you don't have to worry about Leiter.
And Merrill Kelly will be presumably starting for your Rangers on Friday when they welcome in the Phillies.
There you go.
I thought Jack Leiter showed some promise out there. I think he's still a guy that you can go to. Me and Dylon, one of our great producers, were talking about before the show. Hopefully people aren't too hard on Leiter. I mean, he only allowed two runs. One of them was on an error. He had command issues in that fourth, but I don't think it was an overall just horrible outing from Leiter.
No, it wasn't horrible.
Started off.
But you want to be able to trust your pitching rotation in the playoffs.
Correct.
And it's like, okay, he's still growing. Let's bring in Kale.
And that's why Boach had the short leash, I believe. I counted, and Tolo's let me know if you had a different count, 8 to 10 pitches that were just unhittable, where nobody was going to swing them. They just weren't good pitches in the dirt, out of the zone by a couple inches. So Leiter obviously had command issues. Boach and Maddox saw it, and they bring in Hobie Milner quickly. Like I said, he only had like one or two pitches in the pen before they brought him in. And Hobie Milner, I got to give him a shout out. In that fourth inning, you got runners on first and third, one out, and he's got two back-to-back great defensive plays. The little dribbler hits him. He gets in the chase down situation, gets the runner out at third, and then the next pitch or next batter, excuse me, same kind of situation, but at the first base side, a little dribbler to him. So shout out to Hobie Milner, who even came out another inning, the longest stretch of his career with the Rangers. Three innings he did today, all scoreless. So he was great in a pinch.
But John Gray, too, has been in the first game. He came in and did a nice job. And then the trade for Phil Maton has paid off. Especially last night with Eovaldi going eight innings, and just really just kind of keeping the bats at bay for the Yankees. But Maton has came in. Maybe that's now what we're going to start to see.
You've now found a couple guys in your pen, I think, through these last this last week of games, you're starting to solidify the guys you can kind of trust. I think you feel pretty good about Maton.
Yeah.
You feel very good about Kalum. I think we're starting to feel good about Corvello, and I think people were hoping for him. And then you got your guys like Lats and Armstrong that kind of fill in the gaps here and there.
Yeah, they sent Lats down. They sent Lats down.
To make room.
But you're talking about it, this year, Lats has been actually really good, and I know what you're talking about.
I would love to have Lats back up here because, I mean, as you mentioned, Robert Garcia.
It's a little scary right now.
Boach talks glowingly about him. Boach never. Yeah.
Well, he didn't want to lose his confidence.
Yeah. Post game,
he tried. He put him in the seventh to try and get him out of it.
Yeah.
And you see him on the mound. There's times he has confidence, and in times where pitches just get away. The home run to Goldschmidt, he's trying to fit it in inside, leaves it over the plate, and Goldschmidt just smacks it up into the seat. So
two games
for Robert
days.
Garcia, 877-881-1053. Do you want to see Robert Garcia in another high leverage situation, or are you ready to give somebody else a chance? I want to ask you guys about at the plate. I thought Ezekiel Duran had a phenomenal outing.
Uh-huh.
He goes 3-for-3, all against lefties. I thought he had a really good showing and getting good contact on the bat. Another guy that I want to say either got one hit, or I think he had one hit, Semien. The first couple of bats, obviously there were outs. It was to third base and then the sack fly. But I do want to give him his flowers. They were great contact. I want to say the exit velo on both of those was 95 or at 100. So I thought he had some quality at bat. So if you're a box score watching, you saw Semien, I think he actually had a quality day. The guy I want to ask you about, though, CA, Brian, Adolis Garcia. Every time he came up today, there were runners on base. Whether it was first, third, bases loaded, high leverage, end of the game.
Seventh and ninth.
And I'm not like, hey, I need a grand slam, Adolis Garcia. You're our power guy. Yeah. I just need him to put it in play. He is swinging at some of the worst pitches I've seen.
You saw that in the ninth.
Yeah.
He reached and fortunately made contact, or it would have been a crazy strikeout.
And I want to say that was the fifth or fourth time this game.
Yes.
He swung at something that was like a yard or two off of the plate.
Yeah.
Well, last night, man, if you want to talk about with Garcia not having a quality at bat, especially in that situation. Teles, when he fought off like 10 pitches.
Mm-hmm. Pinch hit tonight.
And then he gets, he unfortunately didn't come through tonight. But last night, when you watch him pitch hit, he's able to just fight off pitch, and then dump it. That's all you needed, man. You just needed something. You just needed a flare, you don't have to. Like Garcia, when he's up there, you're kind of feeling like, okay, he's trying to play for the dramatic here, and he's delivered the dramatic a lot of times.
I'm in the same boat.
But
so
in that situation, just get the game tied.
Disconnect.
Just get the game tied. Find a way to, with the pitches, just make sure if you're going to swing at pitches and miss pitches, make sure they're strikes.
You feel him pressing, and not to an extent of like, it feels like he's trying to hit everything, be a home run. There's no
in that situation,
contacts.
He's been huge. I mean, he's delivered some major league hits.
All you needed was a single to win the game.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Teles last night, where he fought off all those pitches and then was able
to score two. We saw Corey Seager today. Obviously, he's known for his slugging, but he's been doing a great job getting on base with the great streak and all that. Does it again today.
Mm-hmm.
Outruns a little dribbler down the first base line, an errant throw by Rodon, and he's able to get into first. Then later on in the game, he has the little blooper where everyone, myself included, Seager, thought it was going to be an out. He kind of shakes his head coming out of the box, drops him between three fielders, and now all of a sudden, I think that was bases loaded or first and second after that. So Corey Seager found a way to manufacture stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I already talked about Duran kind of with his bloops. I think we had Haggard.
We're not dancing with you on this Garcia thing. Is that kind of making you mad?
No, Adolis Garcia is my guy. When we do our haikus.
Oh, I love Obambi, but today was not his
day.
When
we did our haikus, I said the reason the Rangers are going to make the playoffs because Adolis. So I'm on the Adolis hype train. I was even saying it last night at the game. I said Adolis is the heart and soul of this team.
Yeah,
Corey Seager might be the best, and DeGrom and Evo and all that stuff. But if you go to a Rangers game, when they announce Adolis Garcia's name, that is when the place gets the loudest. No matter if he's 0-for-4.
In that clubhouse, too, he's the emotional guy. I'm not saying he's a leader, but he is the emotion of that team because the rest of those guys, they go about their work. They do everything the right way, and they're real quiet. When you guys had Josh Jung on, he even kind of explained it that way. And the other thing that Josh Jung said, and I hate to switch gears to
switch as many gears as you want.
Well, back to the pitching. There's a lot of people just amazed at Evo and how well he's pitching this year, and he never really showed it before. Josh Young explained why briefly with you guys. Mm-hmm. He said Evo is doing his routine. It's mundane, it's boring, and he's locked in.
Seeger-esque.
Yeah, it's like he's doing the exact same thing over and over again because that's his routine. And he's got it down. Just like you said, Seeger-esque. It's even kind of like a DeGrom-esque as well, when DeGrom was just doing everything the exact same way.
Right.
So that's the difference when you're like, last year he didn't do it. The year before he kind of showed, this is unbelievable what he's doing. Well, he's locked in and he's going about his business the exact same damn boring way.
Yeah. Someone asked, why did Duran get pinch hit for Jock Peterson in the ninth when he was 3-for-3? Because a righty was in. So that's why they brought in Jock Peterson and let Duran sit that one out. And
Peterson actually drew the walk. I think Peterson's been on base, what, 6 straight times?
Yeah, Jock Peterson drew the walk, and then they pinch hit or pinch ran and had Alejandro Osuna come in for him. Yeah. But the Texas Rangers fall no matter what, 3-2. They win the series over the Yankees. They will be back in action on Friday against the Phillies as they welcome in. I believe Merrill Kelly will be on the bump for your Texas Rangers. When we come back, we're going to go to Krusty's Corner. What has happened in the Dallas Cowboys camp? What has Micah said? Or what has he not said next in the nation?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back, Nation, here. G-Bag Nation here. Blake Elliott joined by the 3-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold. Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus, and of course, Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup, making sure that we sound all good on a Wednesday afternoon. A fun one here in the nation as we're about to go do Krusty's Corner and figure out what's happening with your Dallas Cowboys. They got the day off today. We had a Brian Schottenheimer press conference. And what Brian learned from talking to his friends and watching videos from yesterday's joint practice with the Rams. Just reading a couple texts before we get to that. They were enjoying the baseball talk. Garcia cost us 2 games against Seattle. Y'all already know, pop up or strike out. I will be watching El Bambi to make sure he can get back on his groove, because going 0-for-5 with runners in score position is not what he is here for. But we'll talk about that more when we get Khaki Kev here at 6:40. But before that, let's go to Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Brian, what do you got for us today?
Thank you very much, Blake. Appreciate that. Chris, always good to work with you.
You too.
It's always funny. I always think about with Chris and I did a show together one time, and we started talking about like 1970s football and 1980s football, and everybody was like, like, okay. At the end of it, the response of it was like actually pretty good. I was surprised. I'm like, gosh, Chris and I went way back. The Gary Hogaboom era and stuff like that.
The Wayback Machine.
The Wayback Machine.
So, 70s football or 80s football, which one did you enjoy more?
Well, 70s, they were going to Super Bowls.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys in the 70s. I was totally. My family had season tickets from 1972 till 1992 at Texas Stadium. And then my dad gave them up when I went to work for the Packers. And then it was hilarious. Like, we'd come, like Green Bay, we'd come play. And I would go and, like, go up in the stands and talk to the people sitting in our seats. And I would tell them less stories of what I, you know, and all that stuff like that.
Here we go. This might be the text of the segment. They said, all black G-Bag crew today. We know Brian is black for real.
Yes, he is. For real, for real.
For real, for real. I think 70s football for Dallas Cowboys was really, I think that was special.
Do you think
it was five Super Bowls, man?
Do you think Brian Schottenheimer is bringing any of that old school football from what you're seeing in that joint practice?
You know what? This is where I think that we have to be careful watching it. And you and I were doing, like, basically play-by-play from the NFL Network yesterday, and we were doing, like, it looked like a goal line period, and so we were kind of talking. I just feel like that we have to be a little careful.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to some people who were at the practice, and they were, and to a man and a lady that I was talking to, that they were saying, listen, the practice started off rough. You know, that, like, the Rams brought a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys looked like a team that was trying to install things where the Rams were working on things that they were.
And let's be honest, Sean McVay in what, year eight?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. They're really good defensively up front. And I wish we got to see earlier practice, because there were, from talking to people, there were some problems running the football. And I said, well, was it in a way of just getting overpowered, getting overwhelmed, bad technique? What was the problem? And my folks were telling me, no, the biggest issue was the Rams play a front that likes to move and they like to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, yeah. And so what happens was, when they were trying to get, and we've talked about this a bunch, this power gap scheme that Dallas runs, it's hip to hip, push and get to the second level if you can. And then when you get a lot of movement, then all of a sudden it's like you're not hip to hip and you're trying to fight. And there was some times where they got guys up on second levels to get blocks, but they weren't square. They hit maybe what we call half man. And so now you're not able to sustain the block. We saw one good thing, I know, on Twitter, where they were able to get TJ Bass. They were able to get him around the corner. And then, you know, it was a good run by Williams, was right behind it. But you could see the blocks of how it's supposed to work. And they just, like my friends were saying, sources were saying, hey, they just did not early have enough of that. Now, throwing the football was a different story for them.
Right.
A lot of success.
But see, this is what I like. This is why we like listening to you. And let me explain why. A scout knows the details of what is going on.
Yeah.
A lot of reporters, even though they watch a lot of tape, they don't know what the guys are working on.
They're just looking at results.
And what's the bottom line? Practice and training camp is to try stuff to see what might work and what might not work. You can break it down, and other guys are saying, oh, he failed.
No, you could, you want to be able to, like, yeah, the Rams had some success against you. Again, everybody was saying that Dallas offensively and defensively, once the scrimmage was going on, or once the practice was going on, kind of settled in. Everything everything just kind of settled in. And there was another clip that you could watch where the ball went to CeeDee Lamb. It looked like, to me, the Rams busted the coverage. CeeDee threw his hand up, knowing exactly he read the coverage. Dak read the coverage. Those are the things that are
the
encouraging.
Little things.
And now the ball is going to CeeDee. But on the play, if you watch the play, here's Nate Thomas playing left tackle. Hasn't played a lot of left tackle. Not making excuses for him. Going against Verse is not an easy thing to do. You got a game plan for Verse. And what they did one time, and I think it affected Verse, is they took Ferguson and chipped him. They hit him, hit, like, Nate Thomas set, and then Ferguson came down and chipped him, hit him in the ribs. And then that stopped Verse. Verse is like, whoa, wait a minute, I haven't been chipped all day. And now it helps Nate Thomas, so you can game plan those things like that. But throwing the football yesterday, Dallas looked pretty good from and talking to people again. I keep saying that because I wasn't at the practice.
Right.
But they were throwing the ball with some effectiveness. It looked like to me that Turpin had a productive day. Pickens is going to find a way. He got called by these NFL officials for pushing off a couple of times down in the red zone. Pickens is really good at doing that, though. Pickens
the
is not going to he's not going to two-hand shove you, but he's going to drive into your lower shoulder, use his forearm, try and find space that way. But in the red zone, they were able to make some plays. Running the ball, it looked like they were able to make some plays. But defensively, I was asking because I didn't get to see a whole lot because what Blake and I were doing. But I'm asking, like, okay, well, tell me some things that are going on with the deep. This person told me Marquise Bell. Marquise Bell was getting called out by Sean McVay. Like, I see a 14. I see a 14.
Making those plays.
Like, he's making those plays. So he was like, they were saying this guy was like, McVay's calling plays to try and mess with Marquise Bell playing down in the box and things like that. And McVay I see it, man. But I heard Maris Leofau had some good reps.
I like him.
Clark had some good reps, and that's important, I think. You know,
did anybody say anything about Lyle Collins?
See, I did not hear anything about Lyle Collins. I know Lyle Collins was playing on the right side, playing at the right tackle. I needed to ask about Lyle Collins. I know he got some work in there, but nothing that I was like, oh, this guy's was standout and stuff like that. I think there was, you know, we'll see how that all plays. But I was just, I could say going back, Chris, I was just looking at this defensive, asking questions about the defense group. And I said, okay, well, the Rams, I heard, were having success throwing the ball. And it goes, yeah, a lot of it came on Andrew Booth. They went away from Bland, and then they were kind of just
picking on him.
They were picking on Andrew Booth. So all of a sudden, if you start to see, you know, a lot, maybe some clips, maybe hear, oh, well, the secondary was bad, this, that, and the other. Well, Andrew Booth had a little bit of a struggle yesterday.
Nick Eatman was saying that the defense missed Micah. Anybody say anything about they don't look right without Micah out there?
Well,
you better not.
Yeah,
you better not let Jerry hear you say that. Yeah. Well, we sure need Micah.
I think to me that it sounds like that Dallas played them pretty straight up and pretty vanilla.
Yeah.
And for the people who didn't get a chance to hear or see the practice, the narrative coming out of yesterday was the Rams overwhelmed the Cowboys in the trenches, ran the ball where they wanted to. The Cowboys were not able to get much success in the run game. And me and Brian were just seeing what people were saying on Twitter, looking at the videos, and that didn't seem very far off. The passing attack seemed to be the only place where the Cowboys were successful.
Yeah.
Then you hear Brian Schottenheimer's press conference today, which I thought was a phenomenal one, and he kind of explains, hey, we were being vanilla.
Yeah.
We were kind of playing with the seven iron the entire practice. We're purposefully not showing a lot of things because I am a first-year head coach in Brian Schottenheimer. So there's a good thing holding some stuff close to vest and using that advantage going into the season.
But you need to be good on basic stuff, though, too. I'm not going to wash my – I'll say this.
The answer's somewhere in the middle.
Karen Williams had a run that was
– a little toss crack on the right side.
Yeah, it was toss crack. And what happened is that it was Sam Williams. Yep. Sam Williams' side, you know, and Sam has got to know, or somebody's got to make the call on that, hey, you know, crack, crack, crack.
And bites inside, and next thing you know, the outside's wide open.
That's what I'm saying.
Karen doesn't get paid.
He just got paid. But when you get, you got to realize that. That was one of the really the good things about a guy like Tank Lawrence.
Yeah.
That a veteran guy, and he would, he would yell at a linebacker or anybody or his corner that wasn't making a crack call.
I think that's so important what Brian's talking about. There's a lot of linemen, linebacker, safeties that make calls and realize where guys are set, where their splits are, what kind of formation. And
watch the crack, and kind of
predict what type of play might be coming. Hey, this wide receiver split is a little bit closer than it usually is. He's probably coming in for a crack block rather than this guy's about to run. I need to be worrying about this guy. And what Brian's talking about, when you don't have veterans on that outside defensive line, in that linebacking room, you're kind of just relying on your safeties to make calls.
Yeah, this is where, though, I was hearing that a positive thing when you talk about communication as the practice was worn on, again, was Marquise Bell and Jack Sanborn.
Mm-hmm.
There was really good communication between those.
Who's wearing the green dot right now?
I think it's Sanborn is wearing it. Well, right now, because like we need to see about with Kenneth Murray.
Yeah.
You need to see if Kenneth Murray, I mean, he's just coming back now from, you know, having a child. So it's
in flux, man.
Yeah. You just listen. Is there things that they have to do better? Absolutely. Are there things base wise they have to do better? Absolutely.
Right.
So the thing to me is where, you know, running the football, they've got to figure out, okay, listen, if we get a front that is predicated on movement and Dallas, the Cowboys, because they don't have that massive one technique, it's a starter. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to have to play a little bit lighter, so you have to play a little bit on the move.
I heard Mozzie got hurt.
Mozzie got hurt the day before.
Okay.
So, and he was dealing with that. And, you know,
something minor?
Yeah. He practiced yesterday, but I'll say this with Mozzie. I really do worry about Mozzie. And it's just going to be very critical of him to say. And I think Will McClay said it actually best coming in this draft, talking about we have to get players that love the game. We have mm-hmm. to get guys that mm-hmm. love to play the game. The last two drafts, that was in question. Mozzie, first round, and then also, though, Tyler Guyton. Do these guys really love in football? Are they mature? You know? And Will said that. He goes, hey, we've got to pick players that love football and love to play the game.
Brian, this question coming in from Fred Davis, a teammate of ours.
Yeah.
He said, ask Brian about the quarterback room, how Joe Melton looked, and if his hand is okay.
Well, okay. I didn't get to see it, when Joe Milton, when we got to clips, it looked like that Joe Milton was throwing the ball well. I think there was a shot that he made down there. I think he hit Turpin down the middle of the field on one.
The 65-yarder to Brooks.
Yeah, the Brooks. I mean, that part of Joe is capable of making throws. Joe also doesn't know where the ball is going to go sometimes.
Right.
And that's the thing that's frustrating about watching Joe practice is, like, you want him to drop back and then make the throw. Too many times it's drop back,
and run.
I don't see it, and now run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you don't really get something out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that to me is where Joe's got to be a little bit better. And when you'll see in the preseason, he'll probably lead the team in rushing is probably what will happen.
Mm.
You know, he'll probably run for – he'll probably have 10 carries for 85 yards or something like that.
Speaking of running, is it true that they're trying to do something with Deuce Vaughn, like make him a hybrid wide receiver / running back, something like that?
Well, they tried they've tried that before with Deuce.
Uh-huh.
They've tried to make him a slot player. We go back to the OTAs. This was under the Mike McCarthy administration. They tried to do things of playing him on the outside and getting him going. I'll say this. There were times in training camp he was really good running the football.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking,
preseason too?
Yeah, I'm not liking that. I don't think, you know, they've got too many guys. But, you know, we'll see with Phil Moffa and all. It's going to be kind of a little bit of a struggle, I think, mm-hmm. for Deuce, because he doesn't have the sponsors that
give me this
anymore.
Phil Moffa, Deuce Vaughn, Kevontae Turpin, who gets more running back snaps and handoffs, touches, if you will, this upcoming season?
I think that probably will be Turpin will probably get the most.
I would agree. We like seeing him in a gadget. That was a little bit of Krusty's Corner, getting you caught up on everything Dallas Cowboys. We'll have some more questions as we got one more segment here in the nation. What is happening with the adult toys at WNBA games? We got a new story about that coming up next in the nation.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com.
That's MinsTClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thank you, Lucius. Final segment here in the nation. Blake Elliott here. I want to shout out to my friends at the Frankels First. If you've ever been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels First. That's 214 or 817-333-3333. That's 817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to in truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Also want to shout out Cars for Kids. Brought to you, the segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Donate the kids, not the cars.
How do you feel?
Final segment here in the nation. Blake Elliott filling in for Gavin Dawson, who is still sick. May or may not be on the G-Bag Nation tomorrow, but don't fret. Either way, you will have Lucius Alexander. You will have Brian Broaddus. You have Eric Schiaffalo back in there, and you may have the three-time Hall of Famer CA just be on standby for that. But for now, we still got CA in studio, and we still got Brian.
Have you got any updates from Dawson? Anybody?
I sent him a text, Lucius, and asked if he was feeling. He said he wasn't feeling very good.
Oh, my God.
So I just kind of left it. Hey, bro.
That's scary.
You know, yeah.
So we joked on him for about 2.5 hours.
I know. That's what I was.
Men are awful.
I know. I know.
I think I saw a tweet that said dudes will have.
I feel bad about that, Lucius. I ain't going to lie.
We were scoring jokes on this fool. Yeah. I got to get out of here. I got a fever and a bump. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. We're just like just 2.5 hours just going off on.
I was sorry.
He didn't show up today. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, he was. It was a struggle yesterday.
Guys are the worst. You'll be having the worst day ever, and then you'll just send someone a meme, and just hopefully your day gets better. It's like, hey man, you're fine. Just shake.
When
it
I asked him this morning, I said, hey, how you feeling? He says, not great, not great. I don't think I'm coming in. I might see you tomorrow. Is what he said.
Well, what you will not see tomorrow is a bag at WNBA games. There is a new bag policy being enforced. WNBA games are implementing a no bag policies to prevent adult
items
smuggling, getting into games. If you miss it, there was another green adult item thrown on the court. It hit Fever star Sophie Cunningham in the leg. She then, while there was a free throw being shot, she kicked it off and then made some jokes on Twitter because she was the one a couple days ago when it first happened. She said, stop throwing these items on the court. You're going to hurt someone. And then lo and behold, Tuesday afternoon, she gets hit by a green item.
It was green?
It was green. Apparently, it was a little moist as well. That's what the streets are saying.
Oh, no. I don't believe the streets.
That's just what they're saying on the Twitter sphere. Poly Market.
Because it got snuck in there.
It
wasn't in the bag.
Got it. I think you get what he's saying. Poly Market, which
Didn't Cole Beasley just say, eat a bagger? Yeah.
That was his response to everything.
Everything.
That was kind of his tagline.
That was
for a
his
while.
Tagline.
Yeah.
He didn't want to answer the question. Eat a bagger.
I'll tell you, nobody jumped on Twitter faster than him after a game.
He was like Kevin Durant.
I mean, it was amazing. Like, we'd be flying home after a game, and my man would be sitting there just
tweeting away.
Yeah.
So, Poly Market, which is a betting kind of trend following, they follow the trends in the betting market, and you can make bets on Poly Market. Fred is a big proponent of this because it shows where the money's actually at. Instead of places like DraftKings and all those other places, he's a fan of watching what's happening on Poly Market. I enjoy Poly Market as well. Either way, they came out with their what kind of bets are being done. There are more bets on what adult item is going to be thrown on the court for WNBA games more than who is going to win the game.
Oh,
more people are betting on that than the actual outcome items. Of the game.
So like next items?
The next items.
Like a little rabbit or a rose or something like that?
So
got hit with a rose.
So they're just banning a whole bag. You can't even bring a bag in because they don't know what you got in the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting insane. So Polymarket has it as this. They have, you can bet if it's going to be Wednesday, August 6th, which is today, there's a 16% chance. You can buy and bet into that. You can do August 7th, 28% chance. August 8th, 35% chance. Sunday, 28% chance. So the numbers go down a little bit.
Yeah. Church day, as Lucius would say.
And then on Monday, August 11th, 15%.
I'm not going to bring it today and throw it because of Jesus. Yeah. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is not going to get him in your ass.
No, it's
Satan, back up.
Holy Jesus.
My question that I feel like maybe a lot of people at home or driving are thinking this, but maybe haven't put it into their mind. If you can bet on this, couldn't you just go to a game and then you be the one that throws it and then make money off of it? Is that a crazy idea?
No, it's like the folks that like jump on the field.
Yeah.
Like they're in the Super Bowl.
Right, or streak.
Like, bet on like if you're gonna have a person jump on the field. I bet you will do it, yeah. And then you bet on that. You bet that prop and then you pay the $500 fine for jumping on the field, but
you made $1,000.
You make some cash. Yeah.
Another one, after 4 divorces and 6 engagements, Jennifer Lopez says she will not be getting married again. She is choosing herself from now on. Your reaction to J-Lo, no longer dating.
She's dating, but she says she's not going to get married. She gets married. That's what she does. She wants a ring on
she,
it.
Did she marry Ben Affleck? How many times? Is that a two?
Well, she almost married him the first time. And then she married him after she got a divorce from Mark.
Anthony?
Anthony, yeah.
How about me knowing stuff?
Yeah, but they were about to get married. They were engaged, and then they broke it off.
Was she and A-Rod? They were never married?
They were not married, but they were an item.
They were an item, okay.
And then before that, she had she married a backup dancer way back in the day.
Lucius, what's wrong with her?
She did marry that backup dancer. Mm-hmm. She's too beautiful, bro.
Do you think she's still sought after in the celebrity community?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Are you kidding me? No, she's gorgeous.
Okay, slow it down. All three. I'm not saying she's not beautiful. Is she at the top of the pecking order still in 2025?
She's got it together. Yeah.
Like, you think she's in top 5 most desirable women in the acting scene?
In the acting scene?
You mean in entertainment world?
Entertainment, acting, music.
Are we talking about these gals now that are...
I'm talking about all of them. That's what I'm saying.
TikTok gals and all that stuff.
All of them. Everybody that's not playing sports that is an entertainment value. Y'all said she's still the stuff, and I agree. I'm just wondering if celebrities also still have her on that pecking order, or do they see this post and like, that's old news.
No, watch who she goes out with next. Just watch.
Tom Brady.
Cooper Flag.
You think they're going to run away from J-Lo, bro?
I'm asking y'all.
You see how these NBA players be passing around these little hood rat skanks? Yeah. And I say that respectfully.
Yeah.
They pop up on different people's arms, dog.
I want to say J-Lo did something with Drake one time.
She wanted him.
Yeah. She wanted him.
Yeah, that's why she's always dropping dudes.
And she's got her own money, too.
Yeah, she's one of them, dog. She's a boss, bro.
Are you kidding me?
Speaking of money, Disney Plus and Hulu are launching a unified streaming app in 2026, fully integrating Hulu into Disney Plus. Standalone Hulu streaming service will be discontinued.
Oh,
so
man, I love Hulu.
If you got Hulu on your Apple TV on your phone, it'll just be gone. Or will it just become Disney Plus? Will the app icon change?
Well, they always want. How that works. I got Hulu and... It's already with Disney premium? Plus. Was Disney some kind of way? Disney Plus,
Do you have ads?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say, look at the big ball over here. I always run ads.
I do not do no ads.
I've got
7 jobs, so I don't have to watch ads.
No, that's why I have YouTube Premium. I don't even want to see no ads anywhere.
No,
I don't know what a commercial looks like until it's like live.
They do drive me crazy.
He's right about that YouTube. That will wear you down. That
20 seconds, especially in the middle of a song.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Can I have a rebuttal about the ads? Now, if I had the money going, of course I would love to have no ads.
You're gonna have the ads.
Either way, I don't mind ads for 2 reasons. One, I like to see what brands are pushing and see if they got the little psychological. Like, is this working? Is this making me want this item?
No, guess what, Blake? Nowadays, AI is giving you what they think you want.
And see,
you look up one ad, all of a sudden you get all these ads. Like, what?
And that's the other thing, especially when you're on YouTube and you're on the socials. These are directed ads for you.
Exactly.
The same ad Brian's getting, I'm not getting the hands out.
There's no ads because I'm paying 20-something bucks a month to not have ads. You, Brian.
Smith said he likes commercials. He's the Don Draper of the fan.
Don Draper, yeah.
Ad men right there.
The other reason I don't mind.
It's hitting. It's not hitting.
Your cigarette company's not going to do anything.
The other reason I don't mind ads and commercials.
What are you doing, bro?
See, it gives me a chance to reset. Maybe I'm watching a video, whatever. This gives me a chance to text somebody back.
Interrupts.
What I hate is I can't skip past my ads. It drives me crazy. I've learned tricks, though. You can go live and then go backwards.
We're cooking, and all of a sudden I get an ad where I'm supposed to add ingredients to something.
And that's a moment, Brian, you take a second to take a deep breath.
No.
The ad is like 15 seconds max.
No, it's too long.
I think we all need to practice patience.
I agree with you on that, but I'm not going to do it on YouTube because I watch way too much of it.
Facts.
It's a great time machine, by the way.
It really is.
I can go back and watch. Oh,
anything you think of.
Playoff game the other night, 75 playoff game.
That's why it's hard to watch Tubi and those other little, because you're forced to watch the ads.
Are you playing the great, late, great Chuck Mangione?
I surely am.
Feel so good?
Yes.
Oh, that does.
Well, it's always a pleasure. This felt like a time machine hanging out with you guys.
You did a great job, bro.
Doing a show with y'all.
Thank you, man.
Got the three-timer, Super Bowl winning scout makes it easy. Got Lucius Alexander. Xander and the Pimp Cup. It's real easy doing radio when you got these guys with you. If you're wondering, Gavin Dawson may be back tomorrow. You will have Eric Chia following the G-Bag Nation with Brian Broaddus and Lucius Alexander. You might have CA.
Come see us at Jake's.
Come see us. Jake's Burgers tomorrow, 2 to 7. Fan Phenom and Saxy. Come hang out with the boys in fellowship. Following G-Bag Nation, you have the Fan Phenom auditions. If you think you have it cut,
maybe
Maybe you'll be filling in for Gavin Dawson. You won't know until you show up to the Fan Phenom. Me and CA got you until 9 o'clock, but for now, that's what we got for the nation. Deuces.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.